Morning, Si. How are you?
I'm very good. What are you going to be doing on Saturday?
Carrying the Queen's baton from Linsport across to the track and show all the children that are going to be there and my friends and family and the public. So come along that day. There's lots to do and you can try all the things that go on at Active Life.
What an absolute honour. I know what you've done over the years, but people listening might not. Why do you think you've been chosen out of 80,000 people or so that live in West Norfolk?
Because I'm a friend of Wendy Fisher's.
That's not the reason you have been chosen. That is no way in the world the reason you've been chosen. Nick is an absolute legend. You're 80, aren't you? And all you do, pretty much,
is run the youth
and raise money for charity. Tell me about the youth club.
Yeah, I started the youth club when I came to King's Lynn in 1968, and there was nothing on the estate for the kids to do. So I started the youth club, and then I got into junior football, and my under-11 team, and they're in their 40s.
Amazing.
And give me a load of abuse on Facebook.
And deserved as well, I bet.
But all good, all good.
It's wonderful.
All good friends.
And of course, you're a hero for me, because you used to bring me milk in the morning.
Yeah, I did. Your little twins.
Little.
Brought them breakfast.
You did. It was amazing. Mick was best milkman ever, and they're not little anymore, Mick. They're 21 at Christmas. Does that make you feel even older?
Yeah, brilliant. nice to see them growing into lovely people.
It is, and it's good to see you, because you're always out and about. Last time I saw you was at Grandy Stanglia Run. Tell me about your 10K that day.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic, actually, because I was running through South Lynn, and I was thanking people for coming to their doors and giving us a cheer. And I shouted thank you to this lady sat in the chair. And she said, I weren't clapping you, she said. So all the runners around me said, that put you in your place, didn't it?
Oh. And you're
and then when I finished, this guy, name is Ty, was shouting out, "Is Mick Ennis is coming, Mick Ennis is coming."
He's got a gob on him, that bloke, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm afraid he's going to be shouting at you again, perhaps, on Tuesday, because you're going to be at Race for Life, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yep.
And that's an event.
Marshall Point 1 and 14.
That's an event that's very special to you as well, isn't it? It's an event that's important to you.
Yep.
In fact, I think that's where I first met you.
I lost my wife with cancer. And my daughter with myeloma. But they're still around. Still pushing me on to do things. So.
Of course they are. I bet they're looking down, smiling big time at you from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And they would have been very proud to have been by your side. Saturday, you are going to be holding the Queen's baton. The relay finally arrives in King's Lynn. It's its last journey through England. And a live Linsport is where you need to be tomorrow morning. Me and Mick going to be there about 7, I think. But you can rock up if you're listening around about 8. There's a breakfast barbecue, which hopefully we'll be able to take part in, Mick. Lots of fun. Like you said earlier, lots of sports to try out. There's fitness classes, football, hockey, table tennis, squash, yoga. Anything you fancy trying that you've not done in your 80 years?
Yeah.
What do we think we might
be
doing?
Anything.
Yeah. I want to see you doing yoga. I want you to slip into some lycra for us.
I want to race you around the track.
Oh, mate. I'm in complete admiration of you. I couldn't even run a bath. You're 80 and you're amazing. Mick, I'll see you Saturday morning with that baton in your hand, yeah?
Okay, sorry.